Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Zingari. We say it a lot. Vermont is all about community. And in one Lamoille County town, that means something pretty special and delicious. Here to tell us about the Johnson Community Oven is Melissa Passanen, a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here, Rick.
All right. When we say Johnson Community Oven, what exactly are we talking about?
So this is a stone and masonry oven that was built this past summer. It is under a beautiful post and beam structure, and it is on Legion Field beside Johnson Elementary School. And it can bake or cook anything that you would make in a wood-fired masonry oven.
What was the inspiration for this community oven?
You guys, of course, Rick. So this is actually fun, and I didn't know this when I started doing this project, but the project was driven by two sort of longtime locals of the Johnson area, Jen Burton and Mark Woodward, who have been friends for a long time. Jen's a librarian at a local school, and Mark's a former legislator. And it was actually, the idea for it was sown by a 2014 Vermont Public Radio story about a community oven in Norwich, Vermont. And Mark told me that he heard that show and he just thought, that is the coolest thing. And he mentioned it to his friend, Jen. And she had actually also heard the radio piece because, like all good people, of course, they're devoted VPR listeners. And they thought this could be really cool, a place to have community gatherings around food, because who doesn't want to do that? And Johnson, for listeners who might not be that familiar with it, is a really neat community, but it has a lot of sort of different sections of the community, because there's Johnson State College, which is obviously a big deal right there. So students and then faculty and people who work there. And then the Vermont Studio Center, which is super cool, which has artists in residence who come through. And then obviously the local community. So as Jen put it, she said, we hoped the oven would rekindle community around food.
Does the idea of a community oven have a long history?
Yes. Yeah, so going way back, you know, people always baked bread and other things in ovens, but it wasn't that efficient. We're talking centuries ago, for every little home to have an oven when everything had to be wood-fired. And ovens are actually more efficient if they're larger and you're going to have to get, you know, a lot of wood, kindling, et cetera. So it was more efficient for those to be community-owned. My understanding is that often they were actually owned by the lords of the manor, and that wasn't always a good thing. But I was reading that after the French Revolution, they all became the property of the people. And then it was something where you'd meet once a week and every family would bring their bread and they'd have it marked with their particular mark. You'd put it all in the oven and then come pick it up when it was all baked. And it was sort of the place where people would hang out and chat about what was going on with Cousin Susie and how that lord of the manor really, you know, was bad and he should be gotten overthrown or whatever, you know. So, and similarly today, it is a place where people can gather.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Zingari. With me today is freelance food writer and 7 Days contributor Melissa Passanen, and we're discussing Johnson's Community Oven. Melissa, what was the process of getting this oven completed?
So after Jen and Mark sort of first started talking about the idea, it took a couple years. Mark actually stepped down from 14 years in the state legislature, and he jokes this was his new community service. So the two of them started planning, and Jen spent many hours working on grant applications. She had recently become a founding member of the Johnson Arts Council, so under the fiscal sponsorship of that nonprofit, she applied for a couple grants, which she received from the Vermont Community Foundation. And then they had to go through the select board process. You know, anyone who's done anything in their community knows about that. And generally, everyone was really supportive. And then they had to find a location, and they really wanted it to be central. So putting it on that central Legion Field was really critical. There's a very popular summer concert series that also takes place there. And as Jen put it, they really wanted it to be central and visible in a place where people could see it and know it was there.
Then who got involved in actually building this thing?
So that was another really cool thing about this project. Not only is it a community tool or, you know, something that everyone can use now, the goal was that the community would be involved in the process of creating it. So although an expert stonemason, Duffy Gardner of Worcester, was actually the one who built it, the community itself actually got together and built the post and beam structure, which is beautiful. A lot of local businesses, too many to list off, donated services and, you know, timber and that kind of thing. And they put out a call for people to drop off stones or interesting things to be involved in the construction of the oven. And it is so beautiful. If anyone drives by, it's just worth stopping to look. So I met a guy, Steve Engel, who's a local sewing machine repairman, lived in Johnson for years. He happened to have bought a bunch of red jasper bricks from the old talc mill that used to be in Johnson. So a number of those are in the oven. And so many community members contributed things, helped out. I met a couple, a young couple who live just down the street, and they have little kids and they're very busy, so they couldn't physically help. But they said, anytime you need water, just come and use our spigot. So they joked that they are passive helpers because their spigot played a large role.
And then how do community members actually get to use the oven?
So that is something that Jen will be managing, at least at the beginning. It won't be used in the winter because the differential of the temperature of the oven and sub-freezing outdoors could cause especially a new oven to crack. But starting in the spring, community members will be able to sign up for a training, and then there will be a calendar, and you can literally like sign up and host your kids' pizza party there or have a outdoor barbecue. And then in the summer, I mentioned the concert series, the oven will be up and running there. Part of the agreement was that they wouldn't compete with other vendors at the summer concert series, but they will do some sort of food that they might sell to benefit local nonprofits. So I'm really excited to see what they end up doing with it.
Maybe they'll have a once-a-week bread baking like in the old days.
Yes, maybe.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
So fun to talk with you, as always, Rick.